Jackson Dart ran for 9 touchdowns as a rookie, the third most by any quarterback in a single season ever. That's the floor. The passing is the project. At QB11, the price is fair for both. The Muff 2026 preview. The 2025 season was a dual threat rookie year. 14 games, 17-3 a game, QB 14 per game, on 2,272 passing yards, 15 touchdowns, just 5 picks, plus 487 rushing yards and 9 rushing scores. The signature was a 3-touchdown, 28-point game against Denver in week 7. The legs were the story all year. The arc is one rookie season, so there's nothing to trend. But the shape is clear, and it leans hard on one elite trait. Here's the read. His rushing share is 43%, the highest of any quarterback we cover, and by a wide margin. Our research says rushing quarterbacks carry the safest fantasy floors, and Dart's legs are the safest part of his game. The flip side, just as clearly, his passing was below average, a completion percentage over expected near the bottom of the league, modest yards and touchdowns. So the floor is genuine, and the ceiling depends entirely on the arm catching up to the legs. Muffed! The situation, per the reports, is the upside, a new system under Matt Nagy, a healthy Malik Nabers returning from a torn ACL, a true number one receiver Dart barely got to throw to as a rookie, and added downfield weapons. The rushing record set a high floor. Nabers in development are the path to a ceiling. The price, pick 89, the 11th quarterback. Verdict, no call. A rookie with an elite rushing floor and a developing arm, priced just about right for that combination. The counter both ways. If the passing takes a year two step with Nabers back, QB11 is cheap. If the arm stalls, the legs alone keep him a usable streamer rather than a difference maker. Fair price, real upside, genuine questions. September watch, the passing efficiency, the completion percentage over expected is the whole development question. And the Nabers chemistry, the ceiling raiser. Your guys, every week, next preview's cued.